This podcast is intended to motivate, educate, support, and inspire you on your journey towards inner peace. We are not medical professionals, and we do not offer any medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek the advice of a licensed medical professional.
Welcome back to A Witch, A Mystic, and A Feminist. We're so glad you're here. On today's episode, we welcome Linda Despard to the show, who is not only a psychic medium, but a medical medium, a spiritual advisor, an intentional visionary, and divine channeling. So join us as Linda guides us into the world of channeling and archangels. We hope you enjoy the conversation. Linda, welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you here. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I think we're all doing okay today. We're here. We made it. But yeah, we're very, very happy to welcome you. And we have a lot to talk to you about just based on pre-show and all of our notes. So I'm hoping you can give our listeners kind of a background as to your amazing gifts, because you have a long list of abilities. So just to kind of fill them in on who you are.
Yes. Thank you. So to start with, I am a psychic medium, and I channel the archangels and other higher dimensional beings with full embodiment at times, if I allow. I also am a medical medium, so I can scan individuals' human-like forms and see where there may be some undisclosed kind of situations going on within their bodies, and really get to the root problem that some medical professionals may not be able to see. I also have the healing ability to extract energy from individuals and replenish energy as well, by connecting my soul to their soul as well.
Wow. That's interesting.
Before we go forward, Mom, I saw you jump on, but also I saw Linda's picture completely fade out. So, I mean, and let's just let the audience know what's going on right now. We're having some technical difficulties and there's a lot of energy going on. So, Linda, what are you feeling right now? Like, as we're unable to see you at this moment, and like the energy that you're feeling as we're recording this podcast.
So currently right now, the top of my head is like glowing. It feels very glowing and sparkly. My crown chakra is like fully ignited, and I can feel some tingling on my third eye as well, and chills all over my body.
This actually reminds me of a conversation that I just recently had with my mom. Just sounds very similar to some of the things my mom has been feeling lately, that I'm wondering if you're connecting with my mom's energy.
I just heard that I'm connecting with my higher dimensional ancestral backgrounds energy.
Wow. Okay.
That is really cool. I actually never heard that before. So that's really cool.
That's interesting.
I love that.
I was going to say, what exactly does that mean for you? Or have you explored that?
So for me, what I can see right now is I can actually see the energetic waves coming down to me. And it very much looks like if, you know, one of those globes that has the electricity in it, maybe when you were younger, you might have really wanted one or had one in your room. That's what the electricity looks like. That's like coming down, but it's much thicker. So it's like these little lines, and I can see them, that, you know, my ancestors and guides in their realms. And that's what I'm seeing right now, which is just fantastic. I'm like, I love
it. So exciting.
I love that you're asking me these beautiful questions, honestly.
We had things set up, and then all of a sudden everything just started happening. That it's like, okay, I guess we're gonna
ride it,
roll with it.
Yeah.
Well, and it was like right as we started to record,
because everything was okay. Yeah. Before.
Right.
Woof. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So all these great gifts that you have. When did you start noticing that you had these gifts? Were you a young child, or how did you come to know that you could do all these wonderful things?
So, ever since I was, I would say 16, I knew that I had some sort of gift, psychic or really like fire intuition. I'd say if I think back to it and review my life, I started seeing things when I was 2.5. Mm-hmm. So a very specific incident, three incidents happened when I was 2.5. And I remember seeing the beings and such. Mm. And I blocked that out throughout my lifetime. And occasionally the images would come up and I'd be like, what is that? Like, what was that that I actually saw? You know, and then I would put it in the back. 15, I knew that I knew things before I knew them.
Yeah.
Type of stuff that would happen. And a lot of deja vu. So when I was that age, I didn't realize that that's actually our soul that has already lived in those time frames. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. It's just, oh, deja vu, you know, or, oh, I had a dream of that. Okay. That's like, you know, I wasn't trained. I didn't know what was going on. So it's really cool. 15, I remember an incident that happened like with a friend, and she was talking about something and she said, you know, I haven't seen so-and-so. And I actually remote viewed into this person's home. I had no idea what I was doing, and I had no idea what that person's home looked like. I've never even met the person, never been there, period. Mm-hmm. But my friend had, and she said, holy moly, that's exactly what her apartment looks like. And I just, oh, cool. I was like, really? Wow, cool. And then I brushed it off. I never like tried to explore it or, you know, figure out what is mm-hmm. that? Yeah, I'm like, I could just keep going. There's so many different things. And again, growing up, people would be like, oh, well, what do you think?
Right.
Or could you come here? Because I got this weird feeling. Can you tell me what you think? Like, why are they doing that? You know? Like,
right. Did it ever frighten you? I mean, these are such powerful gifts, things that you could see and feel. And did it scare you at times, or and you try to like avoid it? What's going on?
So when I was 16, I went to school in Vermont, and I was hanging out with some friends staying at this place, and I put my hand on the building and I could hear the screaming and I could see the children, and I could see a child on a tricycle coming down the hill.
Oh my God.
Then after that, I went in to use the restroom, and I was looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden I got through me, and I was like, what is that? You know, I didn't know. I had no idea. When it started to scare me was when I could hear other people's thoughts and see where they were, and I could feel how they were feeling. And it was driving me bonkers, because I felt like that person didn't want to talk to me and was avoiding me. But I could see it all and I could hear it all. So, and I'm like, our words are so powerful. So I'm just going to say, I am not wishing this away, but I did pray. I prayed to God, and I did ask for it to be wiped away. And, sure enough, in a couple of days, I wasn't having any of those symptoms, if you will. But as I got older, I knew that I was getting a lot of signs. Mm-hmm. I was getting a lot of 111s, 1111 every single day for a year. And I was going through repetitive, people would say karmic cycles. And I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm. So I met with somebody who helped me grow through some trauma. And then I discovered the mediumship. It was starting to come up. From there, it just went crazy.
Wow. It just went rampant
and
from there.
Just in the last year.
So what shifted in the last year?
In the last year, what shifted was that I had a lot of trauma and PTSD that I didn't face it. I didn't look at it right in the face, and I didn't work through it, and I didn't accept certain things that had happened. So what shifted is that I worked through it, and I also had release of a lot of like ancient trauma.
Ancestral.
Yeah, very ancestral stuff.
Wow. Weren't we just talking about that not long ago? Like, I have to deal with this life's trauma and past life trauma. That's a lot of to work through. Jeez.
Sometimes it feels like too much.
Yeah.
To be honest, especially when you see your ancestors and you see what has been holding you back. For me, I have done that. And I have spoken to the beings that were holding me back. So it can be quite a bit. Yeah. It's a lot.
Do you ever, and this is just kind of like working through that trauma and stuff, because while I haven't necessarily done a lot of ancestral trauma work, just shadow work in general, there's been times where I do some work and I have to actually stop for a while and just sit in that for a bit, being like, okay, I've done a lot of work. I need to just relax from that, because all of this work is actually making me even more depressed. So just, I'm curious if that's something that, you know, you've dealt with.
No, which I am super thankful for. And I always questioned why. I always questioned, why am I not like certain family members that have gone through a lot of trauma? Why am I always rising above? So no matter how many times I get knocked down, so to speak, it's like, don't get like overwhelmed in that moment where I can't push through. Like for some of my family members, I'll just speak freely, you know, like substance and stuff. So that's a bit different. That's way different, right, than what you're saying. But that type of trauma would normally lead somebody down that road.
Yeah.
For myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was told I had a walk-in. So that's why I'm not like my mind, my human mind and brain. Huh. This isn't that affected, so to speak, which is weird, right?
You're looking at me like I'm an alien.
No. I think it's another gift. Yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like that's a gift in and of itself. Because a lot of people like myself, Marlena and myself, right? We do, and I think Jamie, we do a lot of work, and then we're like, oh, okay, we got to stop. Like, I got to just sit here. Yes, yeah. I need to be human. I need to be human for a bit. Go out and get lost a minute, and then I'll pick up the work when I can. And when I'm physically and mentally and emotionally able to.
Right.
So I just see that as another one of your abilities.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is, to be able to stay in it and keep working through it. I think that's fantastic.
I think the key piece in what I'm hearing, I'm getting some whispering in my ear, is that to release of that energy when you are working on that, because you are working through it, right? But are you cleansing and releasing of that energy that you are dissipating from your being?
Probably not.
So then think about it this way. So, and what I'm seeing right now is that the energy is around you. It's removed from your being, your human being, but it hasn't been cleansed out of your space, out of universal energies space, and your personal space needs to be alchemized into the light. Because it's not alchemized into the light, it's now going back into your being.
Okay. Yeah.
Not completely.
Right.
Interesting.
But the residual is still, there's so many layers.
it sounds like the final step, right? Like you just got to remember to do that one last thing. Yeah,
definitely.
I don't know. The cleansing.
Get the checklist.
I forgot to do that last thing.
Or before. So like before you do it, setting that intention that any energy that comes out of me that does not belong to the light is to be alchemized through the light.
Okay.
Through it.
See, I do do that, you know, in the beginning, but maybe not necessarily cleansing at the end.
We cleanse as we go in and we cleanse as we come out.
My bad.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Interesting.
But I wanted to go into a little bit about your channeling. So what are some of the ways that you prepare for working with a client or channeling? I know that we discussed pre-show how I was feeling a little queasy and you were feeling a little queasy prior to jumping on with us. And so if you could walk us through a little bit of about your process of getting prepared and then, you know, the channeling process itself.
So before meeting like with a client, what I do is I always make sure that my energy is cleared and cleansed. I make sure that I don't have any energy leaks as well. And then I align certain frequencies so that I can get the highest and most potent truth for my clientele, but I also put in the intention that please only provide what is ultimately necessary and easily able to absorb for them as an individual, because, and I'm hearing it right now, what has been said is it's like a powerhouse. So the information that comes in, it just comes flying out sometimes. And it can be a bit rattling, you know, to have somebody that you don't know from a hole in the wall and they're just coming out with everything. So I've learned that throughout my career here.
I actually don't find it unsettling any longer. I find it super interesting where I'm like, oh my God, tell me more.
No, that's really good. That's really good. For channeling, I align with the beings that I want to allow to speak to me. And I always interrogate them. You have to.
And what type of beings do you channel or do you connect
so
with?
Archangels are pretty solid within my foundation. So they come in and I speak to them or they speak right through me to some clientele that I've been called to allow that to happen, which is really neat. I've connected with Palladian beings and Lemurian individuals as well. I've also connected with some gods and goddesses. One of my specific guides is Odin, who he is the protector of Valhalla, and he sends me lots of animals. So it's really cool. Like, you know, when I'm here driving around, going to the store, I'll get eagles or crows, and crows is a big one.
Right.
For the Nordic Norse culture. And it's really neat because when a crow goes right in front of me, I'll hear messenger. And I'm like, well, what is the message? What would you like to tell me? And then I'll receive a message.
That's beautiful.
Well, I see a lot of animals as well. And, you know, I see a lot of hawks and things. Or recently when I was in Sedona and then a couple months before that, coyotes. I see coyotes more frequently than I probably should. And so, you know, I just find that interesting. But I don't, while I try and pay attention to what the sign is, I can't hear, feel, or sense anything in that moment. I know that it's a sign, and that's about all I can.
So start with like looking it up online, because there's a lot of really good information on each animal, right? And then the spiritual meaning, why you are seeing this animal repetitively. I did hear something about Earth Mother. So that came in and I was getting complete chills while you were talking about all that. You will be able to hear, see, and feel if you allow. That also came in. So we all have it. We all have it. It's amazing. Yeah. Right.
And so you said that you interrogate the higher beings. What do you mean by that? What do you ask them?
Yeah, you have to, like, if somebody is coming to you, I want to know their name. I want to know where they're from. And I want to know if they serve in love. And if they do not serve in love, then I send them away with love, because I just remind them I am of the light. And so we go from there.
So you just make sure that their energy is in the light, and that kind of you want to receive them.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Because when we are in channel mode and allowing a being to come into us, it would be in our best interest to make sure that they are from the light. And spirit can't lie. So when you're asking them, you know, do you serve in love? They cannot lie. They have to tell you the truth.
And is it that simple to just, okay, they're not in this positive light. They're a negative energy, to just say, okay, you have to leave. I know a lot of people out there who have never experienced things like this. You know, they relate things to, like, when they see movies and ghost stories and things like that. Like, is it that simple just to say you need to leave, and then they're gone?
When I'm communicating through, how do I explain this? When I'm communicating through the realms channel-wise, it's not that simple. That's the bottom line.
I think a lot of people, you know, they relate to the movies and the stories that they see, and, you know, really what I'm envisioning right now when you're talking about channeling, I think of the movie Ghost, right? Whoopi Goldberg, and just like how these entities come in to her, like Patrick Swayze literally sitting down as the ghost into her body. Like, these are the things people think. I mean, because that's what they see.
Yeah.
They've never read by a channeler or had a reading with a channeler. Like, these are the visions they have. So, you know, people are like, ooh, ghosts and spirits and things. It can be, but it's very important to know that it is, like, you can control what comes in and out. Like you were saying with Marlena, you know, if you take down that barrier, you can control that piece of it and say, yes, I want to open up to this or not.
Right.
I've learned that in the podcast we've been doing for almost a year, just talking to different people, because I feel like there are times where I'm so close, I put up a wall. I actually say it out to the universe every day, like, loved ones, angels, spirit guides, you're all welcome here anytime. Don't scare me. Don't do anything to scare my family, but you're always welcome here. So I do. I have a barrier. I know my limits.
I really wish that I had the training years ago. And even last year when I was working with somebody, I wish that I was trained how to interrogate. I wish that. Yeah. It is so important. And we do. We put those blocks up. We call on our spirit guides to block those things that are within us too. There's just so much. It's wild.
Well, I'm curious, when you're channeling higher beings or archangels, how do you know that you are in fact, you know, who it is you're in fact channeling?
Well, they show me themselves. And also I ask who they are. And I just have that knowing. I have that feeling. When I first started with channeling, I didn't really know what was happening. I was like, what is this? And I kept saying they. So it was never just one. It was always they. And I'm like, what is this? And I remember getting ready to go online live, and there was a very tall being next to me. And I was like, whoa. And I could feel the wisdom and the knowledge. I could feel it. When they show me themselves and they tell me who they are, they also provide other information too. And I listen and I don't doubt that. We're not supposed to doubt what spirit is telling us.
Because they can't lie, right? Okay. Like you were saying earlier, they can't lie.
Well, but there's very, you know, again, very specific questions. Yeah. So necessary. Yeah. Always ask them to tell you more too, and they'll keep telling you more.
Okay. And I think I may have missed the part where you had said that they can't lie. My screen completely froze for a good solid like minute and a half, you know, about 5 minutes ago. So I may have missed something. So I apologize.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're still having technical difficulties.
Do you ever have to tell them to just quiet? Like, cause they're telling you too much?
Okay. Not anymore. When I first started working, doing this work, when the channeling really became activated, so to speak, it was very intense and it was almost nonstop, very overwhelming.
Yeah.
But now I am in full control.
I can't even imagine how overwhelming that would be. Like just in your everyday life, walking around being like, oh my gosh, hi. Okay. Yeah. Like you're there, but like, I'm just trying to take a nature walk right now. Like just, you know, like let me take my hot girl walk.
Yeah.
Right. I still have to be a mom. Yeah. Like, hey guys, I still have to be a mom.
Yep. You have to be present in this life here.
You know?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Living lucidly all the time. Come on. Man.
Do you find it difficult to live in your human existence as well? Like, you know, or maybe before when you first started channeling, did you find that difficult at all? You know, I know sometimes, especially when I'm doing a lot of work on my abilities, there's times where I just don't really want to be a human and I just, you know, want to do, you know, all of the things. And so just wondering if this is just me.
No, it's not just you. No, it's not. No, I'm hearing no, darling. So cool. Yeah. I love it. I love it so much because it just, it feels so right. Everything feels so right. And it's just, it's so fascinating. Mm. I could sit in meditation all day and just, speak to my guides and ask questions and, you know, and see the other worlds or even go back in time. I love it. I love it. Is it comfortable in my everyday life? Comfortable? No, not really. Because in this area where I live, people are just scared of individuals like myself. They're not used to that, you know? And if I was to ever say, oh yeah, I talk to extraterrestrials, I would probably be put on a stick and lit. You know, it's pretty wild. So it can be very uncomfortable. And even like my own family, I had a really, good career and I always made amazing money. And then I chose my calling. So it's uncomfortable for them and that's okay. I accept it, you know?
Well, it's outside of society's norm, right? It's outside our thinking norm too.
So right. It's becoming more normal.
It is,
though.
But it's something that slowly. I think, you know, especially with things like podcasting and the internet and TikTok and all the people that you can reach and see and, you know, like be a part of their social media world, right? You've got so much more exposure. But yeah, that's been weighing heavy on me too, just society's norms and how exhausting those are and why are we choosing those? And, you know, we're missing out on so many other beautiful things because it doesn't align with mainstream society.
Right.
So
yeah, it's just been, the Matrix.
Yeah,
the Matrix.
Really. I mean,
the Matrix is heavy today.
And then integrate thoughts on religion. You know, I mean, this goes against a lot of basic religion morals and teachings. So, you know, it's you really do.
Which is super sad. It is.
Yeah.
You know, I was online live the other night and some gentleman called me Satan. And I'm like, that is one. That's the first time that's ever happened. I'm like, where did this individual come from? And then, you know, I'm like, boy, if this was last year, I don't know how I would have reacted, but I just said, thank you. I wish you well.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was kind of laughing inside because I'm like, if you really only knew.
Right.
If you really could see the things that I can see, and it's individuals that are like that just, I don't know. I feel like they don't believe in miracles.
They probably don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably pinpointed it. They probably are so closed off and that they can't even begin to imagine a world where that would be possible.
Right.
We could say they're so heavily ingrained in the matrix that they didn't take the right pill, I guess.
Yeah. yeah. It's sad because I'm, you know, I've channeled Jesus. I speak to Jesus. He's brought me to specific locations that I had the visions last year, and then the location just came up randomly last month. The archangels, they've always said to me that all religions belong, all human beings belong, always. And I'm like, exactly. I've always felt that.
Oh my goodness. You've spoken to Jesus. Like that gave me the chills. I was like, oh, that's amazing.
You'll have to find one of my videos because I was channeling Jesus. And on the video, you can see something really wild happen. And everybody, it was live when it happened. And everybody was like, did you just see what happened to Linda?
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go watch that.
I will find that. Yeah.
We'll have to check it out.
That's
cool.
That's amazing. That's just amazing.
So I kind of want to go back to the archangels. And when you first started, when they first started coming through to you, which archangels, I know you were saying them, that there were multiple. So which ones actually come through?
Sorry, I'm hearing somebody speak to me. I'm like, of course you're calling them on. Archangel Michael. So he was the first that came through. And then collectively, and he's showing me right now, Archangel Raphael would come through. And they would give some joint messages and such. The strongest channel for me, he's saying this is correct, was always Archangel Michael. So when he comes in, it's like, whoop, I'm getting the chills right now. We can do full embodiment, and I'm channeling, he's speaking right through me, and my being is behind watching. So it's pretty wild. Uriel, Jophiel, Ezekiel, Shamuel, they come in too.
And are there, I don't know, specific areas that each archangel, specialties for each archangel, or is it just, I don't know, is there a hierarchy? Mm-hmm. I've heard there's a hierarchy, but I could be wrong.
He's going, yes, okay. And no. So neat. I'm hearing, and I keep checking on him to make sure that this is, yeah. He's right now what he is saying, that they are all on the same platform. They all individually have very beautiful gifts and powers. They are able to assist humankind in very specific like ways to heal the mind, body, and soul. He is coming through and he is saying that he is the great protector of Jerusalem and the world. When human beings call on him, he says he's coming down and provides protection, but he is also disclosing that he also brings in other archangels to come and protect too. He is saying that he does not always have, he says, I cannot be stretched too thin.
Gotcha.
He's saying, I call in my assistants.
Oh, All right. I love that.
Very neat.
There's all the archangels. And I know we were talking pre-show, how our producer calls on or prays to or talks to Michael daily, multiple times. Is there, like, are we ever assigned an archangel? I mean, like, is there one that I maybe connect more with? Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like, am I assigned an archangel? Does he have an assignment for me?
This is a very good question. Let's see. Genetic bloodlines. So what's being disclosed right now is that some individuals are very drawn to specific archangels, beings, gods, and goddesses because of very sacred bloodline. Okay. Genetic forms is what was just disclosed.
Got it.
And for you, I keep hearing Jophiel.
Hi.
She's saying
Jophiel.
Do some research, Jamie.
She's beautiful. I just saw her. She has very beautiful long red hair. She says that she serves in love. I know, isn't that wild? Because I thought about her as I was saying that. But she is connected to you, Jamie. Yep. Ultimately correct.
You know who that is? That's Joan.
That's Joan.
That is Joan. Jophiel.
Joan.
Okay. I just got full body chills.
I completely forgot about Marsha Cross.
Yes. I did not. I remembered right away. I was like, my gosh, that's her spirit guide.
I have to write this note down. So
it's very specific, powerful spirit guide. I just heard, don't you know?
Oh my gosh.
I just heard, don't you know? And that is so neat.
I have to write the name down, Jophiel. Jophiel Archangel. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Green eyes.
So Jamie, explain to her a little bit about Joan.
Yes. Long story short, I've always felt like I've had a spirit guide by the name of Joan.
But you were a little girl?
Well, okay, so I related it back when I did a guided meditation maybe 12, 15 years ago. I was just starting to dabble into meditation, and there was some group classes happening downtown in our local city. And one of the guided meditations was bringing us to meet our spirit guide, or one of our spirit guides. And so she walked us through this whole thing, and I had a great visual of my spirit guide, and I could see her. And that's why they said Marsha Cross, because that's what I saw, was this angelic, she's telling us, they'll come to you in a way that feels comfortable. You may see an angel. You may see someone dressed in like normal everyday clothes because they don't want to frighten you. And this person was like in denim, very long red hair, very angelic skin, but came to me very human-like. And she said, when you're ready, ask their name. I got the name Joan, and it was plain as day. And I don't know anyone named Joan. There's no reason why the name Joan would just pop up. And then she said, ask a question that you would like to ask your spirit guide. There was a very specific situation that happened when I was like five, very traumatic for me. And at one moment I felt like I was uncontrollably sobbing. And then the next moment I know I'm rocking in my bed, like someone's holding me and cradling me and supporting me. And that always stuck out in my memory. So when I got to ask my spirit guide a question, my question simply was that you? And she said, yes. And she told me she's always been there. It brings me to tears because I've always felt like I've had an angel who's been there for me. And it came out that I felt like it was her. But lately, when I'm meditating and I'm using my pendulum, and I always ask, who's with me today? And Joan, I don't know where you go, but you haven't been there lately. I don't know. It just, it kind of shocked me because I don't feel like I've had her around lately. And I feel like I'm more in touch than I've ever been. And it's like Joan has felt like she's been gone. So I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not taking it personal, Joan.
No, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. And it's so amazing that she told me that that was her holding you as a child. And she showed me the images too. And it's just, it's phenomenal. Can I ask, did she have like light powdered skin color when you saw her?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Very fair. Yes.
Mm-hmm. She is around and she is like watching you from a distance, if that makes sense. So she's allowing for other things to come in for you to try. She's saying that you are up leveling significantly. And she's saying, please trust in yourself, dear one. She also wants me to tell you, she's pushing me back because she told me this before. She said that you are quite literally an angel yourself. And this is why you connect to the archangels and the angels in general. She's saying hidden secret, it's in your bloodline. Quite literally, you were from heaven and above.
Mm-hmm. I had to mute myself because I'm starting to like sob. She just,
it's amazing.
My God.
Amazing.
It really is. So Joan is Jophiel?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. I'm like, is it two days? Because I'm like, Joan, Jophiel. Okay. Yeah.
I can ask my soul if you want. I'm like, let's double check. Because this is very big for you, right?
It is. It's huge because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get pushed forward. So, yeah.
I have really felt like maybe, yeah, like maybe Joan was not a spirit guide or an angel for me. Maybe she was a spirit just, you know, that was around for a long time and attached herself to me. And it just felt like she's been gone. And I just.
But who else has been around?
I know. There's
who's
there's,
been around.
There's been others.
And so yeah. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she's kind of watching from the sidelines while.
Yeah.
Everybody else is kind of guiding you. You know, she's never really gone. She's just
stepping aside.
She's delegated.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't be stretched too thin. She's calling right. She's calling in her assistants.
That was so cool right. that he said that. I'm like,
hey. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I love Joan. She's been a huge part of my life for as longer than I know.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Linda. Oh, that was welcome. Very special for me. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, back to angels. Okay.
And see, obviously she's not gone because she showed up today.
Yes.
Yes. Like everybody shows up for Jamie.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
They push
right?
their way in. Like my mother-in-law.
The archangels always push through.
Yeah.
Does Christy have an archangel?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Well, I was going to ask the question, how would you go about finding out who you're connected to or who, you know, like, would that be through somebody like you? Is that a dig into your ancestry? You know, like, I'm just curious.
So, yeah, it would be somebody like myself. I've definitely connected like other individuals to their spirit guides and ancestral beings and such. Yeah, I do that. And I'm hearing something about spirit animals and I'm seeing some animals walking around. So that happens too, which is really neat. I just saw a bear and a fox. Maybe it's not a fox. Maybe it's what you were talking about.
The wolf and the coyote.
Yeah.
The coyote.
Because I have a connection with wolves, but I almost feel like the wolf and the coyote because I'm not like in wolf land. Mm-hmm. You know, for me personally, I think the wolf coyote are one and the same as far as when I see them. See, what tends to happen with me and with animals is I will see an animal and then like that day or a day or two later, I'll pull tarot cards or oracle cards and that animal will pop up. So I know animals are my signs.
Yeah, I want food at times.
But Christy, are animals your signs?
Yeah.
Or do you have an archangel?
So I just heard Shamuel. And I can see him. So hold on one second. Yeah, he serves in love. Thank you. What he is saying is relationships. So he's being guided to come forward and saying that he's helping you with some relationships. Does this feel like there are some things going on where you may need some assistance with
all?
He's saying all.
All my relationships?
All relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've
friends.
A lot of
he says friends, family,
but yes, I've been doing a lot of work on realigning myself with the current people in my life and new.
Speaking your truth.
Yeah. Speaking my truth. Exactly. Yes. And it's.
That's what he just told me.
It's been. You know, basically at the same amount of time, well, maybe longer, but the podcast was kind of the catalyst. And so this past year has been a lot of reintroducing myself to people, and finding people in unexpected places that I connect with and just really, yeah, just really being authentic and speaking my truth to those people. So it's been, you know, it's been hard because it's hard when you're trying to reintroduce yourself to the world. But it's also been super rewarding. And I am a little tired. I will admit, I reached a little level of just, you know, a big sigh out. And I think that's okay. Like, that's kind of where I'm at right now, is it's okay. And I'm extending gratefulness into the universe for all the people that have been brought into my life, especially through this podcast. But even externally, that I could have never imagined. Like, you know, you can't ever really like plan for meeting somebody new. And so I've just been really trying to, you know, continually put my gratefulness out there. I'm grateful that I have found people and I have found community, and I will continue to do so because it's very important for me and for my livelihood and my energy and my mental well-being. Yeah.
He's telling me right now that you are a very powerful, energetic being. And he's like, see, so your camera keeps doing something funny.
Okay.
And it's really neat. You're fully supported. And are you married? I keep hearing husband.
Yep, I'm married.
Yep. And he's a very good man.
He is a fucking amazing individual. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's how it goes.
he's saying, please tell him I'm sending him many thanks for loving you unconditionally through all of the beautiful steps that you are stepping up and forward to. Mm. That was amazing. And I could actually see steps, like somebody walking up steps. That was amazing.
Her husband is amazing.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just heard praise. Well. Yeah.
Great man.
Ooh. Well, thank you. I didn't expect that. But I will tell him.
He goes, he says, oh, dear child, don't ever feel left out. Yeah. Yep. Lots of support. Also, I'm seeing images of like deer and that have like antlers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That might actually
fairies.
Be
do you
me.
Like fairies?
I do like fairies. I want to be a fairy. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I feel like if I could choose in another life, I would be a fairy. But yeah.
Yeah. He said that you're a fairy-like being. So neat. I mean, all the animals, they all come to us and speak to us, and it's really neat.
Wow. Thank you again. That was just, I have no words. I'm not usually stunned into silence.
So now you need to research Samuel.
I know. I have to write it. I'm going to write it down. So excuse me while I write this down. Oh my gosh.
I've already been Googling pictures of Jophiel, and I'm like, wow, you do look a lot like Joan. Very beautiful.
She's just gorgeous. Beautiful.
Yeah,
she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, that was that was deep.
I know,
that was deep.
I love this. This is like this right here. It just fuels me, and I'm being told it realigns me and shows me like, yes, you are on the right path. You are doing the right things. You are providing beautiful information and helping others remember who they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that, because I know for me, when I work with people or we do this podcast and, you know, situations like this where messages are being validated and, you know, you can really see how it affects someone in such a positive light, that is really a reminder of why we're here. Mm-hmm. You know, the work that we're put on this earth to do, not just to live this human experience, which, you know, sometimes we still need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah.
You know, that validation that the work you're doing is good work. I know that feeling. I love that feeling. And I applaud you for the work that you're doing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
How?
And we love having people who are passionate. Yeah. So, I mean, that is, you know, we can clearly feel your passion. And so
I would like to know, what would be the recommendation to our listeners or to everyone out there, how to stay connected with their archangel or archangels, you know, how to call upon them? Is it just having conversations with them? What's the best way to stay connected with our angels?
What I'm seeing and hearing is to speak out to them. When we speak the words instead of within our mind, our words are so powerful. So to call on them or to say thank you. I'm being reminded that prayer for them is much like thanking for what they have already delivered. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for these beautiful moments and such.
I love it.
So, Linda, we're going to have you back on because there's so much more that I know I want to be able to discuss with you that we didn't even get to touch on. Your medical mediumship, the healing that you do. There's just a lot. There's a lot. And so I would love to have you back on in the future for us to be able to continue this conversation.
Absolutely. I love that.
I loved how today's conversation was the archangels. And I just think it was so beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you, Linda.
So purposeful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, and like you and I had been discussing previously, we were like, we'll maybe stay away from the archangels. But with my mom and, you know, Archangel Michael, and then with Jamie and Joan, and now Christy, like that, it was just the universe just kind of
stepped in,
orchestrated this the way
and
it was
coming. Yeah. And this morning, you know, I received those messages from Archangel Michael, and I also got, you know, the other message that I've been gravitated to certain locations throughout the country. And it has always been the archangels that have me meet with certain individuals that need to be reminded of who they are. Exactly. I knew it. And what it is that we have that genetics in our bloodline. And that is why I gravitate those individuals.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, we definitely want to keep in touch with you.
Yes.
Sure. Bring you back on the show because there is just, again, so much that we want to be able to discuss. But for our listeners, we will definitely put your information in the show notes, but you can follow Linda on Instagram at Divine Direct Connect. You can also schedule a reading with her on her website, divinedirectconnections.as.me. And again, we'll put this information in the show notes so that all of our listeners have it. But Linda, this has been just phenomenal. We really enjoyed speaking with you. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. And you can also go to our website, wmfpod.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Linda, again, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next week.